from the world's great literature of pure excitement. A new series frankly dedicated to your horrification and entertainment.
Ladies, where? We're going to start doing a 15-minute segment of filling in the blank with ladies wear. And, we've recorded a few, but ladies wear isn't the greatest storyteller. And I figured out why. I think I figured out the core reason why. And it's the same thing you've been doing your whole life, and it's the same thing that would make Nick Lewis really mad, is that your delivery, like your tone and pitch of delivering any, like, story is overly excited about it. You know, I feel like
my calling card, like, man.
Yeah, we used to be like, all right, settle down. And you do so, like, every line falls flat only because you deliver every line as if it's a punchline. You're like, and many can't, you know what I mean? So you already set yourself up for failure by your simple excitement, right? So after the only one we did that was unquestionably good was the one you didn't record. I was like, that's really good. So we decided to shorten them up to do 15-minute ones, and we haven't repped at this at all. I haven't actually talked to you in a couple of days, and now I'm just putting it on you. What the fuck is up? 15 minutes filling in the blanks with ladies' wear. What do you got?
Well, we'll just call this the Pink Bitch Special. So I was going to go with the story about the truck ride that we took to Sebastian Inlet.
Yeah, how one screaming oyster nearly kills eight grown men.
Yeah, and it's been complicated to figure out how to describe the screaming oyster because it's really only in its full glory when you're there and you can see it.
But you got to see it, you got to hear it, and you also got to know who Tim is and what he looks like and how funny he looks and all that stuff. So I thought that you would have the same difficulties with it. So what's else? What else you got?
Well, I had some spitballing ideas of things that I want to do to be in solidarity with you.
Oh.
You know, things I can do on the outside.
Yeah, but isn't this 15 minutes filling in the blanks about shit you remember?
Yeah.
Are you trying, before we put out your first successful segment of filling in the blanks with ladies' wear, you have now created another one that you want to start, and that during the first one that might get aired of filling in the blanks with ladies wear, you want to pitch that one. So, okay, so let's hear it.
No, I think I've been talked out of it at this point.
No, you have definitely not, because I will allow nothing else. Nothing short of you pitching this thing to me in the first episode of filling in the blanks with ladies wear, where you recount stories that have been lost to brain damage and drug use on my part, is going to be about you pitching another segment. So let's hear it. Now I got to hear it.
Well, it's really only one idea.
Brilliant. Acts of solidarity. An act of solidarity.
Yeah. Well, this was the first that I came up with, and I think it's just pretty good and funny. I think you'll like it.
All right. Well, let's see.
Well, I decided for the rest of your term, I'm just not going to shave my pubes.
So you're just, nothing's really going to change then. Because I'm pretty sure.
What can I do to take the least change in my life?
Yeah, what's the least you could do? And actually is nothing, is not doing anything. Isn't there a terminal length of pubes? Like, don't they only get a certain length and stop growing?
Well, that's part of it.
It sounds like an excuse to be lazy. But okay. So on the series opener of filling in the blanks with blank with ladies wear, he tells me you want to grow your pubes out. You want to stop shaving your pubes. Brilliant.
I want to see if they'll grow to the length of my flaccid penis.
Oh, listen, 3 weeks and it's passed. And I'm not even like exaggerating for humor, like, oh, 10 minutes. No, about 3 weeks they will hang past your flaccid penis. Sure. You remember this. Okay, here we go. This is filling in the blanks with Bobby. do you remember that we would do so many weird, like, naked things? First of all, I've been on stage naked a bunch. Like, I would get naked. We've covered this before. We had naked Olympics. We had all kinds of things. Do you remember that everyone had the dick nicknames?
You had a dick name. Yeah, I was Cone.
What was yours? Yours was what?
Cone. Like a parking cone?
It's both shaped and colored like a parking cone.
Shut up.
It is. Wide at the... And, I mean, super homo. Not erotic, but super, like, just overtly homo. Like, we're really, like, you know, we were young kids who were naked. All right, thou doth protest too much. Yeah, yours was the cone. The funniest one was Drew's.
You had Drew's, which was baby fist.
Nope. Wrong. It was pinky fist.
Pinky fist.
Because
yeah, that's it.
He had an overtly large head of his penis with a small shaft, so it looked like a pinky with a fist on top of it.
Yeah.
So we even had the sign where we would extend our pinky and put our hand on it. Shut up, pinky fist. You remember Nick's?
Yeah, his was the best. I was saving it for last. Cancer dick.
Which also came with a description.
Yes, it was a hot dog that was cooked in the microwave for like 3 minutes too long.
An overcooked, you know, the hot dog will split and like bend to one side.
Ruben.
I never had a dick, not a nickname. I never had a dick, which is why I didn't have a nickname.
No.
But let me just ask you, since we just mentioned the best thing we ever did, which obviously isn't this, never actually recorded. Are we good?
Oh, yeah.
That was the exact quote as of the first time you didn't fucking record shit. And we recorded three other ones. This definitely needs to be the first one. The problem with the other three is that there are a lot of stories about me fighting people. And I feel like I can come off as a prick. But, you know.
Well, I mean, this is supposed to be a truthful podcast.
Well, yeah, it is. Why are 90% of your stories have to do with me fighting someone? Well, I guess that's a question you should be asking me.
It's a bit of an exaggeration.
I think you should be asking me that. Why are 90% of my memories of you fighting people?
Yeah.
But we'll release them. I like this idea better at little 90-minute bangers. 90 minute bangers.
I was thinking, what are you talking about?
With the cone.
With the cone.
Ladies wear, aka pelf, aka cone.
aka
raspy voice red. So, and strictly ladies wear fashion, which is my favorite section of the JCPenney catalog, is that. We found this microphone that would probably go pretty good. It was cheap and seemed to work. And had JD share it with the people that I thought we'd be recording with.
You didn't share it with me.
Someone obviously did, because right at the same time, instead of getting that one, Ladies Wear goes off and gets his own, totally unrelated. Now, since then, we've realized that the original one doesn't really work as well as we thought it would, not with the recording app. So it turned out good that you bought that one. But it also turns out yours doesn't work either. So I don't know quite where we're at with that. But that was like a real ladies' wear move. But you also got them very fast, and you were ready to go, and you got a little setup. Now JD's experimenting with the cheapest version of a mixer, which is really the thing that gave the captain his power. It gives the connection to the microphone, connects to the phone, and the earbuds connect to the mixer, and you can control volume and all that stuff. So that's what we're working on. And in this first of your segments that I guarantee you will put out now, you steered none of it. You went to pitch a shitty idea. I somehow wrangled it back around to wieners, which is like the solid core of this thing. And it's just totally off the rail. Even the 15 minutes you can't fill.
No, I can feel it. So that's funny because the story that I was going to tell ends with us naked on the roof.
What is
somehow
it?
We always no, ended up like naked.
Three. It's all right. This already sounds really suspect.
But, right, well, listen, we're teenage boys, like 12, 13, 14.
3 minutes.
14.
Let's go. Let's hear.
3 minutes?
We ended up naked on the roof. I don't know how long, much time we got.
All right, so we're driving. The part of Florida we're from is East Coast, Central Florida-ish, but we lived probably about 40 minutes from the Sebastian Inlet, which if you know anything about surfing or fishing, it's the best spot in Florida to go. What?
3 minutes. Let's go. What the hell are you talking about?
So we all load up in a 1988 Dodge Dakota driven by Shelby.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Nice.
Go, keep going.
And there's 8 of us in this truck with 6 surfboards. So you've got 3 people in the cab. I believe it was Show Pony, it was you, and was it Drew or Nick?
I wasn't up front.
Yeah, you were in the cab. On the way home, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Well, shit.
Maybe I was. You're right, I was. You're right, I was.
Yeah. So there's 6 surfboards in the back of an 88 Dodge Dakota, which is very small. And there's 3 people in the cab, and then there's 5 of us in the bed of the truck with the surfboards. We're on our way home from the Sebastian Inlet after surfing and goofing off for hours. We stop off at the blinking light. There's a Subway there. We go into the gas station, wreak havoc, leave. Tim Skeletor was the only one who actually bought a sub, and we're cruising back towards home. Now, the way A1A is set up in that stretch, it's 2 lanes, one going.
Are you
direction.
Fucking kidding me? Okay, listen, here we go. I just have to say this. Everyone now completely understands what I was talking about. I told you you have 3 minutes to, like, quickly, briefly deliver this. You're talking about stoplights and where fucking Skeletor ordered his fucking thing, and you're literally talking about, like, the routes home and shit, which has you want to know how to do this story? There was a bunch of us. There was 5 in the back, 3 of us up front. Our homeboy up front was a real squirrely, skinny, energetic dude who would do ridiculous shit. He'd eat dog shit to make you laugh, pre-jackass. He'd let someone piss in his face, all kinds of crazy, insane shit. And he was physically funny, too. He was good at, like, physical. He just moved funny, looked funny. Well, he had this thing where he would pull the top of his lip and his bottom lip out straight forward with his fingers and then stick his tongue out and wiggle it and scream at the top of his lungs. And we called it the screaming oyster. It was hilarious. So as we're driving back, there's 5 people in the back, a bunch of surfboards, 3 of us up front. He starts screaming, doing the screaming oyster, and everyone in the back is laughing. Well, Clint's driving, and he's – where was Tim? Was Tim in the back or the front?
He's in the back.
Tim's in the back doing it. So now Clint, who's driving, can't not see the screaming oyster. So down a small 2-lane road, he's turned backwards as Tim is screaming furious, and his little tongue is twitching like a little fucking a jumping worm in his mouth. And as he turned backwards, the truck lists off the road into oncoming traffic. And we're like, holy shit, get it! And he turns around while the screaming oyster is in the background. It's the soundtrack. The truck does a...
You have 1 minute remaining.
What seems like 4 360s, but it's probably 1. Screaming, we swerve, miss the car. A bunch of 360s. Boards go flying out of the thing. The truck hits on the right side, 2 wheels, tips up, almost tips over. Stops, falls back down, and we slam into bushes right between 2 telephone poles on the side of A1A. And we all live. The surfboards are slightly damaged, but that's how a screaming oyster almost killed 8.
That is true. That is exactly what happened. And in the midst of us spinning, I thought about jumping out of the truck. Cleaver Dick throws his surfboard because I don't know why. He just threw it out of the truck and it completely incinerates. And I look over at Skeletor Tim, the screaming oyster, and he's eating his sub like nothing happened.
That ended up good. That sub part, he's a nut. And I got another story about him. We'll tell it another point. I got to wait at least 15 to call you back. The phone's fucked up. But there we go. That's our first joint.
Cool.
And
all right, later.
Thank you for using GTL.